Hi everyone, I'm Andre Pearson. Welcome to my channel, Why Does Love Hurt So Good? As we all know, there are many reasons why a man would lie to a woman. But today, I'm going to give you the top three reasons why men lie to women. Be sure to stick around throughout the whole video because at the end, as a bonus, I'm going to give you three things that men need to be happy and in love with you. Despite what most women may say, the truth is not always what they really want to hear, especially when the truth that's being told is not what they expected to hear. Reason number one, benefits. Now, ladies, let's understand something. Most men are afraid to tell you the truth or may not tell you the truth because they do not see the benefits of doing so. Now, I know what you're thinking. The truth always seems to be the right thing to do. But my question to you, is it really? Listen, if a man does not see the benefit of telling you the truth, his only option is to lie. The benefit for a man telling you the truth are one of three reasons. One, that it doesn't make him look bad. Two, it's not going to get him in trouble. And three, you are not going to use it at some point in the relationship against him. Reason number two. Men say they lie to protect you. Some men think by telling you lies, they are protecting your feelings. Some men feel that their lying is their job in the relationship because for them, their job is to be a protector and to take care of you, make sure that you're happy. And to them, lying is part of the job. Let me explain what I mean. For most men, lying is their way of manipulating a situation and how others see them. They like to control the narrative of the relationship. You've probably been in situations where you've gone out somewhere and you see the people love the guy that you're with and they think he's the greatest guy since sliced bread. But at home, he's horrible to you. And you're trying to figure out, why can't other people see what I see? Why don't they understand what's going on with me by the way he acts and treats me at home? And the reason for that is because they cannot, by any means, show the public of those who they have as friends and people who look at them to let them see how bad they actually are. They can do it in private, but they're definitely not going to do it in public. And this sometimes drives women crazy because they want someone to see what they're dealing with and they want someone that's around them or that knows them to put them in their place. What most men don't understand when they are lying to you continuously is the emotional insecurities that it brings to you as they plant, allow, and grow doubt within your heart. Now, this makes it harder for women to trust and believe in the man when they're continuously lying to them because they don't know when to believe him and when not to believe him. It doesn't matter if the lie is real or imaginary. To her, it is real. And what the guy has to do is getting her to trust and understand in him that he's not lying to her intentionally to hurt her. He's lying to protect her. But either way, he has to tell her the why he's doing it for her to better understand why he did it. Reason number three, most men don't want to disappoint their woman. Here's a good example of what I mean. If a man were to lose his job, you would think that he would go home and tell his wife, this is what happened. This is what's going on with me, and we need to figure out how to fix it. But that's not the case. Men handle problems internally. Women are external, meaning that they can share their feelings, tell you what's on their mind, and get it out because they want confirmation on things to do. For men, it's the opposite. We like to figure out how to fix the problem. I'd rather fix the problem, as most men say, and then tell you what happened as a problem while giving you the solution to what I did to fix it. Because men do not really understand this concept, it makes the woman think and see something else is going wrong worse than what it probably is. Now, you lost your job, but you're not talking to her. Because you're not talking to her, she thinks she's done something wrong or thinks that something's going on with you or you're doing something wrong. Now, her mind will go elsewhere to the worst place possible, to the reasons why you're not talking to or communicating with her, letting her know what's going on. You're simply trying to fix the problem, and you don't know how to tell her you want to fix it internally. good men dealing with good women simply don't want to disappoint them and have their woman look at them as if they are not capable of doing the job they applied for, which was to be the provider of the household. They don't want the woman to look at them as a disappointment. They don't want to lose their respect for them, and they don't want to see them not be happy with them. Men, I can tell you from my own past experience, I know we do things to protect them, and that is what we need to do and we want to do. But in some cases, we need to tell them the truth so they can get on board and help us. Because remember now, God gave them good equipment to help us. We must understand this. We must allow this and accept this in our lives if we want to make things run smooth and keep peace in our home. If we continue to tell them lies, we are sending the message to them that we do not care or value what we have with them. Don't get it twisted. Just because she hears your lie does not mean she accepts your lie. What she's doing to you, in essence, is giving you the benefit of the doubt to turn that lie into a truth. Any woman that has been with you for a while knows your behavior. She's observed your patterns. She knows how you do and don't do things which you like and don't like. So when you step outside of your behavior or your patterns, it makes her wonder a few things. One, is he up to something or is he doing something wrong? And when we don't clarify to our mates what it is that we're thinking and doing, at some point, we're going to drive them crazy to the point where they don't believe every time we step out the house, we're up to something or doing something wrong. Men, let me let you in on a secret. When a woman comes to you and starts asking you multiple questions about multiple situations, understand at that point that she's asking you, she's done her homework and she's got her ducks in a row and she knows what she feels is the truth. She's not asking you to get you to tell her if you did or did not. She's asking you to see your reaction. Because 95% of the time, when she asks you a question and you start to defend yourself on it, that lets her know that something's going on. And the more you defend yourself, the more guilty you become and put yourself in a deeper hole that you cannot get out. So let's understand something. Men who are innocent do not argue. Only guilty people defend themselves. If you didn't do something, tell her the truth and you leave it at that. Now, of course, she's going to come back to you and ask you the same question a multiple of different ways to try to trick you up. But if you're telling the truth, none of this will work on you. But I can guarantee you, if you continue to argue and dialogue with her, she's going to know that you're lying and she's going to catch you. Many of us at some point in our life have told what we call white lies. Now, I've had people say that some lies told in relationships are necessary. We're not intending to hurt our mate's feelings by telling them things that they ask we know is already true. For those men listening, listen, if you have a good one, you need to treat her right. Keep it real with her. Keep it 100. Because here's the thing. A lot of women will forgive you for the things that you say. What they cannot forgive you is the way the things you said made them feel. And that's very important. So there you have it. 3 reasons why men would lie to women. I mentioned in the video earlier that before I end this video, I was going to tell you 3 things that men need to be happy and in love with you. Number 1 is acceptance. What I mean by acceptance is that if you're in a relationship and you're allowing your man to do what he does best, which is take care of you and provide for you, then he will feel more engaged to do what he does on a regular basis. Number 2, appreciation. Appreciating what your man does is always a great thing. Telling him that you appreciate him taking care of you, providing for you and your family, makes him feel that he's doing the job he was put here to do. Number 3, approval. We all need to be acknowledged about the things that we do, and for men, it's very important that they get that done in their own household. If they decide to do anything for you, and they are doing something for you, they want the woman's approval that they're doing the right thing and that she's happy with what they're doing. And by you as the woman telling him this, everything's okay, he has no problem continually doing it. Despite what most women think, men like compliments as well. So there you have it, the 3 reasons why men would lie to women. If you like this video, be sure to subscribe and hit the notification button on the screen so that you can be notified for all the new content as it comes available. Like the video, tell your friends and family, and be sure to leave comments. And if you have suggestions on videos and relationship topics that you would like to hear addressed, be sure to leave that as well. I'll see you guys next week.